Text for our sermon this morning, our gospel reading from Matthew chapter 14, especially these words. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." So far, text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of those who preach the good news. How beautiful indeed. It's easy to say that when times are good. We've got some examples in our readings this morning when times were good. With Job. Of course, Job had been given literally everything. He had a wonderful family. He had plenty of wealth. He was the richest guy in the area. It's easy to say how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news when times are easy. And of course, Peter as well. He was following Jesus, watching all of the miracles, hearing all of the sermons. How easy it would be to say, how beautiful upon the mountains the feet of those who preach the good news. But you know, Peter and Job, for Job, not everything was easy. We hear in the first couple chapters of his book how everything, literally everything, was taken away from Job. All of it. All of his wealth gone. His family gone. What did Job have left? Well, only his health. And soon enough, that was taken. And so Job cries out in wonderment, "God, how could you have done this?" And God answers him with our text today, that Old Testament reading, asking Job where he was when the earth was made. Was it Job who stretched out the earth and the sea and the clouds? Does Job know how all of that was worked? No, Job has no idea. Peter also went through some tough times. And here in our gospel reading, no different at all. At first, they're terrified when they see Jesus walking on the water, and they assume it's a ghost. What else could it be? Take heart. It is I, Jesus says. Do not be afraid. It's not a ghost. It's Jesus. And to their joy and excitement, Peter, of course, being bold, "Let me come to you, Jesus." And you know, Peter begins walking on the water, and then soon enough looks around and begins to sink. A big, strong, hardened fisherman going down, and again, those moments of terror. "Lord, save me." So what? How beautiful. On the mountains are the feet of those who preach the good news. For Job, that good news was valuable as he was suffering mightily. Scripture tells us exactly what Job did. He went back to God's word and prayer. The same for Peter, isn't it? When he was suffering mightily as the wind and waves were overtaking him, where did he go? To Jesus. "Lord, save me." Paul reminds us that Moses writes about the righteousness based on the law. We know that righteousness. It's what we're supposed to do. Honoring those Ten Commandments and living as God would have us live. But we also know that we do not live up to those simple Ten Commandments. We fail day by day. We surely deserve nothing but punishment. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of those who preach the good news. The good news of the law, reminding us of our sins and our inability to follow God. Indeed, Job was reminded of that amid the tragedies of his life. And Peter was reminded of that as he began sinking down into the waves, that we cannot save ourselves. We need someone to do it for us. And of course, you know exactly who that someone is. It's Jesus. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of those who preach the good news. That's how we come to faith. The good news of what Jesus has done for us. For from him and through him and to him indeed are all things, even us. How beautiful. How beautiful to understand that it's not up to us to keep the law perfectly, but instead, God the Father has sent us a Savior who has done it for us. One who walks amid the chaos of sin, amid death itself. One who suffered every temptation in our stead. Jesus has done it all for us, granted us. Us sinners, the forgiveness of our sins. How blessed we are to receive that good news. Not just once in our life, but over and over and over and over again. That's, after all, why we come here, to hear the good news of what Jesus has done for us. We will receive faith and have that faith strengthened day by day. That when tragedy comes, as came to Job, we would fall down and worship. When tragedy comes, as it came to Peter, we would cry out, Lord, save me. We know that we are not good enough in ourselves, and so we cry out day by day. We seek the Lord and his mercy. It is he who saves. It is he who forgives and strengthens our faith. Jesus walks upon the waters of our baptism, coming to us, that we would not be afraid, but take heart. It is he who died in our place, he who comes to us through simple water, he who washes away our sin. Jesus comes to us amid the difficulties, amid the tragedies of our lives, in word, to remind us of all that he has done for us. In those lowest points, he is there. Those times when it feels like we have nowhere else to go, he is there. Indeed, Jesus is here for you, in word and sacrament, that you would come and receive his very body and blood in with and under simple bread and wine and have what he promises, the forgiveness of your sins. That in the difficulties of life, in the tragedies of life, you would know exactly where to go. That you would cry out with Job and Peter, Lord, save me. How beautiful. How beautiful is that good news that tells you that you are saved. Jesus has died for you and forgives you all your sins. In his name, amen.